Is the end time world government a deity? And if so, who is it made up of?
All right. I think that would be a question that is based on a scripture we read last week. And maybe we can just go to that scripture so that we understand the question better. That's found in Revelation 16. So if you would, you can turn with me to Revelation 16. And we read there a couple of verses. And I think we'll pick it up in verse 13. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 13. I think everyone can find the book of Revelation. That's the last book of the Bible. You should be 549. All right, page 549 if you're following along with one of the Bibles that we've made available here. But I'm sure that most of you can find the book of Revelation by now. Amen? As we've been going along in this series, we've been looking at this book many times. All right, let's read Revelation 16, beginning in verse 13. The Bible says, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet." So maybe you can just repeat the question once more.
Okay, is the end time world government a deity? And if so, who is it made up of?
So here we see three powers, and we could actually call it the false trinity, the false God, because the Godhead, because we have the true Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But here we have three forces, or we could call it the false trinity. Remember that everything that God has a truth for, the devil has a counterfeit for. And so we here find a counterfeit deity, we could say. And definitely they will be involved in the last great battle on earth. You can read this in verse 14, for the Bible says in verse 14, "For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty." So, in this great battle in the last days, certainly dark forces will be involved in influencing the world powers, you could say. Another verse that brings that out quite clearly is found in Ephesians. You can turn with me there as well. In Ephesians and chapter 6. Ephesians and chapter 6 and verse 12. And maybe Trevor can help me with the page number there. 520, page 520. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, the Bible says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Mm. So definitely in that final battle, the earthly powers that will be involved, there is something happening behind the scenes. There's some force that is definitely at work there according to these scriptures. And I think that will actually be more apparent and more clearly presented also with tonight's subject as we look at the mystery of death.